A bill that aims to help get a state pilot program on carbon sequestration going narrowly passed the state Senate this week. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports property rights and environmental issues split both parties on the matter.
Nearly 4 years ago, the state gave Wabash Valley Resources approval to store its carbon emissions underground. The bill aims to make the project in Terre Haute more competitive for federal grants by clarifying how the company will get property rights. It says landowners must get paid at least $250 per acre, but those who want more money would have to sue to get it. Farmers and other landowners also say the bill allows the company to inject CO2 under their land without the same consent as other such projects. Environmental groups worry CO2 leaks could pollute drinking water sources, suffocate residents and animals, or cause earthquakes. Republican Senator Gene Lysing says so many different groups are opposed to the bill.
So then you go, well, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
Groups representing manufacturers and construction trades are in favor of the bill. It now moves to the State House for consideration. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.